Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy, I'm weird.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I have this creative side that is probably equally balanced with a consistent side. It probably comes from the fact that my dad was this hard worker, worked one job his entire career. I mean, from the time basically him and my mom were married until the time he retired, just one job.
Mm-hmm.
Kept working hard, you know, faithful, plodded along,
yeah.
Got promoted after, you know, numbers of years. But just really nothing flashy about it, just good, old, consistent, hard work. And I've realized that's in me. I can't help it. Like,
yeah,
I'm not one of those guys that hops from job to job. Never really understood it. And I have friends that would work at some place for 6 months and then all of a sudden say they got another job. And I'd be confused, like, what? Why'd you do that? So, you know, worked at an animal hospital for 9 years of my life, like
wow.
All through high school, through college.
Wow.
And then my first year of marriage just to pay the bills and help me do ministry. 9 years in one spot that wasn't meant to be my career. It wasn't what I had gone to school to do, but it was a good job and kept working at it faithfully. So I have that, you know, consistency side.
Yeah.
But also I'm into art. I'm a creative type. So I have that creativity in my blood. And so it's a weird marriage of the two things, creativity and consistency. I've been thinking lately about people who are always coming up with ideas, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to invent the latest and greatest whatever, like we're going to come up with a new app that's going to revolutionize everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, really behind that, you think, well, they're hoping that their gamble, their idea is going to make them a lot of money and,
sure,
you know, be popular or whatever. But there's this pressure to always come up with the next greatest thing. Who's going to come up with the next greatest social media outlet? You know, is Facebook getting annoying now? Are we tired of it yet? Is the new cool thing happening? And, you know, there are people who are just spinning the wheels in their brain, trying to figure out, come up with the idea of what's that thing going to be. And some I find annoying, people who just are always talking but never executing. It's just idea people, always an idea, but nothing ever materializes. Nothing ever really comes of it. And then you have the guy who faithfully plods along, going the right direction, doing good things, the right things for a long time, and you see results. You know, you see that it produces some things. So I guess what I want to say is that we don't need to go for just one or the other, but we can be weird and go for both.
Yeah.
Like, let's be creative and let's be consistent. Let's have ideas and let's execute them. You know, I don't want to just be an idea person. I also don't want to be that guy who seems like he hasn't given birth to a new idea in decades, almost as if, you know, your mind is on birth control or something. It's like just never a new thought.
It's a weird mental picture.
I know. Yeah. So let's be creative and consistent. I was thinking about some stuff that I've read before about writing, advice for writers, advice for creative types.
Okay.
And some people are looking for that thing that will spark an idea or be a muse, you know, just like help them, inspire them to come up with stuff. And most of the advice says set a time and do it every day. Like, it's less about the inspiration and less about the muse and less about the right setting and more to do with set those parameters, sit down, and do it. And the doing it will help the inspiration.
That does seem kind of opposite.
It does.
The key to creativity is consistency.
Right. Yep. Yep. I used to paint. I love to paint. I'd love to do it again. But the thing that holds me back right now is I don't have a place. I don't have a place to lay things out. Really, I think another way to say it is I don't have something consistent that I can go to.
Right.
You know,
and
if I did, if I had that spot, if I had that stuff there, it could become a regular discipline. So we really want both. We want creativity and consistency as leaders.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.